Today, I have a special interview episode just for you. We are joined today by Selena Guerrero, who is a sales and LinkedIn coach. We have such a good conversation about all things related to speaking up, especially while you are selling your message or your services to other people. Even if you don't consider yourself a salesperson or you don't have your own business, you don't want to miss this episode. I promise you will get some really great nuggets about your speaking from this conversation. Now let's get into it. Welcome to Her Spoken Image. I'm April Lokar, founder of Semi-Conventional and Thought Leadership Consultant. Are you ready to make a greater impact using your unique perspective? I know what it's like to realize you're in the middle of your career and want to create a new path. I've pivoted from school teacher to corporate trainer to entrepreneur with lots of lessons learned along the way. If you want to use your authentic voice to speak up with confidence, you're going to love it here. Each episode, you'll get actionable tips to master public speaking like a pro while honing your spoken image so your message comes through loud and clear. And we'll do all this through a semi-conventional lens that blends a little tradition with a lot of feminist perspective. Sound good? Then let's get into it. All right. Thank you for joining me today, Selena. We have Selena Guerrero here, and she is a sales and LinkedIn coach. So thanks so much for joining us.
It's my pleasure to be here. Thank you for the invitation to the conversation.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like we have so much to talk about and so many overlapping ideas, but with different perspectives. And, you know, I'll let you give a little bit of your background for the listeners so they kind of know a little bit of where you're coming from.
Yeah, sure. Well, I'm, as you said, a sales and LinkedIn coach. I really help consultants and service providers learn how to take someone from a lead to signed contract. And sales is my primary sort of lens that I help people with, but I am definitely an expert around how do we use LinkedIn to support that sales funnel. And I love what I do. I've been selling for 20 years and I really like bringing that to especially solo consultants and service providers who are trying to figure out a lot of things in their business, and I enjoy supporting them in that.
Yeah, absolutely. And I, you know, full disclosure, I've been in one of Selena's programs and thought it was fantastic. So, you know, we met a while back through, I think, another community, something to that effect. It's been so long, sometimes it's hard to remember. But yeah, so I'm really excited to kind of get into a conversation with you. Specifically, I'll first ask you, one of the things that comes up in sales a lot, right, is your voice, because you're talking with people. And so, you know, we talk on here a lot about your spoken image and how you're using your voice to get your message across. So tell me a little bit about how that impacts sales in your experience.
I think speaking and sales are so aligned. It's really the same thing. And just to give context and clarity around the word sales, I think in terms of how I speak about it, you know, marketing is when you have a message that goes out to a lot of people and it tends to be one directional, right? But then when I'm in this conversation, I'm thinking about a one-to-one conversation that goes in both directions, right? And so it's more intimate. And it's a back and forth. And that is, you know, kind of a vulnerable place to be, I think, to some extent. And, you know, it's interesting. I was mentioning to you this title, Her Spoken Image podcast, right? This is the name. And I was thinking about, I don't know why it came to me, April, but I was imagining first of all, I love that name so much. And I was imagining, what do I look like when I'm speaking in a discovery call or a sales conversation? Like, if I were to actually be outside my body and look at myself, like, what would that look like and feel like as I speak? And yeah, when I look at my history of like, I totally fell into sales, like totally random, unexpected, especially back there. I'm better now, but I think I really felt really tight. I think like my eyes were like wide open, like in terror. I think even more like hunched, right? Or like even a little ugliness, right? Because we have such a negative connotation around salespeople and what it means to sell. So I think when you think about and you visualize what is it like to speak on stage or what is it like to speak in a conversation, like what do you physically feel like and look like in your mind? And I know that for many people, that's really negative.
Yeah, that is a really interesting point, just being able to like see how that's coming across through your body language as well, because they are so tied together. I think that's such a good visual to put in place. So thinking about that sales conversation, you know, when you think about how far you've come as, you know, being able to speak on sales calls and things like that, you know, what has that journey been like for you? And, you know, and I guess on top of that, how do you coach your clients through getting past some of those negative connotations that we have around selling?
Yeah, at the time that I was learning to sell, I didn't realize that I had a lot of internal voices, a lot of internal assumptions, or I had this different operating system that I wasn't fully aware of, which made it very difficult to sell. Okay, what might that include?
Yeah.
Especially as women, right? We are told not to speak up. We are told certainly not to brag or toot our own horn, right? we're not taught to ask for anything in many cases. And sales is a transaction between some value and money. We're really not taught to talk about money, or in some households, we didn't have enough money. So it's very, you know, got some trauma there.
Right.
In many households, I hope this is changing. You know, the man is the one that's supposed to be dealing with the money, not the women. And I just think there's a lot of generational and historical stuff that's happening inside of us, which I do believe is why women in particular just have a real challenge there. And so when you ask me about my journey, I think I did the hard thing, which was I just showed up again and again and again, and really just through trial and error kind of forced myself to do it. And I think getting into that discomfort, I was able to gain confidence. I was able to, you know, understand that there's a positive outcome a lot of times when I'm willing to just talk and engage in saying that thing. But I think that was kind of the first phase, April, was just kind of like just trial by fire.
Right.
And I do suggest to my clients, like sometimes you just have to do it, right? And of course I give them skills and frameworks for doing that. But I think later for me, it became this other understanding, this deeper understanding that sales is really about empathy. That in fact, it's not about bragging and it's not about any of that thing. It is actually about having empathy for someone who is struggling in their business, in their life. And we can use the word sales call, but we can also use the word discovery call. We can discover through our questions, what is their operating reality and how can we be a salve to that? And I think through that lens as well. So to sort of sum that up, but just to say, I think at some point you do have to work through the discomfort with some skills training, hopefully. But then at the same time, leading with empathy can really be a guiding light.
Yeah, I think that's so interesting that you mentioned that too, because you said how sales and speaking are, you know, so aligned. And all I was thinking about when you said that was, it's basically exposure therapy, right? To say, let me just get out there and do it. And a lot of speaking is just like that. You just have to force yourself to start and it'll get better. And like you said, it's, you know, that's kind of the hard way to do it, is just to go do it and suck at it and be okay getting better. And, you know, over time you learn some things. And you can also work with some people to help you through that and to give you tools and frameworks and, you know, things to make that journey a truncated version of getting to the good part. But yeah, the empathy piece as well. You know, one thing that has come up time and time again is, you know, when you're speaking in front of an audience, especially for those that do events or even on, you know, virtual speaking events, is, you know, kind of picking one person and like focusing in on them and saying, I want you to get something out of this, you know, and having that empathy for, hey, they're here for a reason. They want something from this talk or from, you know, this situation that they're a part of, and being really empathetic to the needs that I can help them in one way, shape, or form. And it doesn't have to be this big, huge solve. It can be a really simple, quick tip, right?
100% exactly the same.
Yeah. So with tips, I know you brought up a couple things that you like to share, as far as some easy tips that people can start to implement. So tell me a little bit about those.
Yeah. I mean, on the same idea of empathy. So just to say sales conversation, I do use the word sales conversation, whether that's in the DMs or on a Zoom call or on the phone, but we can also use the word sales call or discovery call. And the reason that it's called a discovery call when you first speak with somebody, a potential client, is because your job is literally to discover. And with the empathetic lens, you're just trying to understand what is going on, what are the pain points, and what do they want instead? And then and only then how you can help them, right? So the goal of sales conversations is to be a really good listener, to discover and to ask questions so that you really clearly understand what the specific pain points are and what they want. And then and only then do we say, oh, here's how I can help this specific problem that you just shared with me 10 seconds ago.
Right.
That's going to feel really different than pitching, right?
Yeah.
So with that in mind, that we're going into these calls to discover and listen, that can be challenging because especially when you're meeting with someone for the first time, there's a lot going on behind someone's life, right? And business. Yeah. And so a lot of times people will come and they'll talk about all this stuff and you're sitting there trying to understand really what their problem is and it can get a little overwhelming. So probably my number one favorite discovery / sales call question is, tell me more about that. And this is a wonderful question because often we can kind of feel a little overwhelmed and we're on the spot. So when somebody says something like, oh, I'm struggling with my VA or something like that, instead of just going in with the solutions that like, oh, well, I have this 5-part framework to solve that.
Yeah.
You can say, well, tell me more about that. Because I think getting clarity, the more we're clear about what someone's challenge is, the more we can apply our solution to them specifically. So that would be tip one. Tell me more about that. And that also gives you a little bit more time to figure out what's going on.
Which I do think is such a genius part of that, that tip, right? If you're saying, you know, Tell me more about that. It's giving you that space for you to form your own thoughts. And I had to laugh when you first brought that tip up because that's something that I used with my son in the car the other day after he came out of basketball practice and was really frustrated about something that happened. And, you know, I immediately wanted to be like, okay, you need to just get over this. It's not that big a deal, right? But at the same time, I said, okay, tell me more, you know. Tell me more about what happened. And, you know, and then he went on this long rant about stuff. And, you know, before you know it, he was kind of over it, just by saying what happened, you know, and it still took him a minute because he's a fiery kid. But that gave me some time to think about how do I want to respond in a way that he's going to hear it rather than just telling him how to solve this right off the bat, right? Because sometimes we're not listening if we don't feel like we're fully heard.
Yes. And yes, it's so easy to just want to solve everyone's problem right away.
Yes.
And this is such a perfect example. I'm so glad you shared that because and it's funny, as you were telling me that story, I was thinking about your son. Part of it is just, we need to be heard, right? And I think when you're in a sales conversation and you say, tell me more about that, I think the feeling is like, oh, okay. And she's, you know, this person's giving me some time. I get to vent deeper. I can tell her what's really going on. And yeah. I think just virtue of the act of listening and having this person have a space to share that, that's when trust is built.
Yeah.
And you need trust for people to feel like they're ready to hire you as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's such an important part. Absolutely. So I know you had another tip as well that you wanted to get into.
So again, it can be uncomfortable having sales conversations for all of the sort of just subconscious stuff that's going on in our heads, right?
Which
we don't even know is happening. Well, it's interesting because I hear a lot of this word authentic selling, right? I have to feel authentic. And that's really interesting to me. I don't buy into that language specifically, or I should say I don't use that language, because it's gives the impression that selling is inauthentic.
Right.
And so I would just say it might be uncomfortable because it's new, but you're still yourself. And I think this just gets to the tip number two, which is when you're going into a sales/discovery conversation, you get into your mind that you just want to act like they're already your client. So what does that do? I'm telling you, this is life-changing.
Yeah.
You're nervous and you're like, you feel all this pressure, right? You're like, I need to get the income and I need to impress them and I need to say the right thing. And, you know, you're worried. It's totally natural. And just like with speaking, like you're in front of a bunch of strangers, you know, that's vulnerable.
Yeah.
So before you pick up the Zoom or pick up the phone or whatever, you can imagine that they're already your client. And when they're already your client, a couple things happen. Is one is that pressure to perform drops because your brain is like, oh, they already hired me. Like they've already accepted me. They already like me. And so it's just whoosh, like all of a sudden you're going to feel so much more grounded.
Yeah.
And then the second thing is it just locks you into how you would be when you're actually doing the amazing work that you're doing as a coach, consultant, service provider, whatever. Like you're really good at what you do. What if you just brought that vibe into a sales call, right?
Yeah.
So that's my second tip, is just act as if they're already your client. And it's I'd love everyone to, you know, send me a DM, let me know how it goes, because it's really effective.
Yeah. Yeah. And I love what you said about authenticity as well, because that's something that we talked about on a different episode. I don't remember which one it was, but when thinking about, you know, being authentic, right? It's such like a cliche term to use now, but I really believe in that term, because sometimes, you know, we think of authenticity as, you know, oh, it's like the core of who you really are, right? And that sort of thing. But at the same time, there's a lot of pieces of who you are. And if you want to amplify one of those today, that doesn't mean it's inauthentic. You're just trying to, you know, magnify that portion. So if you're uncomfortable with, you know, a sales call or a discovery call or uncomfortable being on stage, well, today I'm going to amplify the part of myself that is a great salesperson or is a great listener on this discovery call or is a great speaker already. And so it's really, I think, aligned with what you said about, you know, we are authentic in everything that we're doing, right? Because that's you. So just because you're maybe testing something out and trying something a little bit different, it doesn't mean it's inauthentic. It's, you know, experimental. It's in there somewhere. So I think that's a really important piece to keep in mind, as like you said, when you then act as if they're already your client, you act as if, you know, the people in the audience are invested in what you're talking about and, you know, they're already on board with you. So, okay, great. Let's have a deeper conversation about this now.
Yes. I mean, your audience is really women who want to speak better in, you know, at the conference table or on stages.
Yeah.
And same for me, you know, we have clients, I know you work with entrepreneurs as well, to sort of say, what do we need to do to achieve our goals? And that road is going to be uncomfortable, right?
Yes.
it's like, if that willingness is to be like, if once we accept that I can still be authentic to who I am. There's no, you can't be inauthentic, essentially, right?
Yeah.
And I like this idea, sort of like you're just building a different muscle, right? Maybe that's a weak muscle, right?
Yeah.
And just we're strengthening in that. And I do think this idea of like just building confidence through doing, but building confidence through just visioning, imagining, right? I don't know if you do like, you know, kind of visioning with your clients, but imagining, you know, walking through that, what that's going to look like and kind
right.
of, it's the same kind of thing. Like, oh, they're already my clients. So let's just get on with it. Right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I think that's such a good point to really put yourself in that mindset, right? That, okay, we're already here and we're just, you know, going to envision that we're taking the next step now. And, you know, in any situation, whether that's, you know, your business, maybe you're a corporate professional and, you know, you're giving a presentation and maybe it's, you know, I mean, I've worked with some people recently where, you know, they're trying to essentially sell their services internally, you know, to internal customers, or maybe they're a consultant, you know, part of a consulting company and they're trying to sell their services to a client. And it's like, yeah, if you just act as if they're already your client, then it does kind of take that pressure down. And it helps us to just speak to our value that we can bring to the relationship and, you know, all of the stuff that goes around it. Because as you're talking about, you know, selling and kind of some of those like negative stereotypes and connotations we have around it, all I can think about is when you get like the people that like walk through your neighborhood and they're trying to sell you on whatever the cable internet services, whatever are. And, you know, it's one of those things where that to me is that inauthentic sales, right? Because like, okay, we just picked up somebody off the street and said, hey, put this vest on and go sell our services. And they're not thinking about how this can help you. They're running through a script, right? It is inauthentic because they're just, you know, it's the script of things that they're trying to respond to based on what you say. And half the time they show up and you're like, we literally already pay for your services. So you can move to the next house. That's fine. You know, but they're not invested in helping you. And that's where I think, you know, like you brought up the piece about that authenticity and the empathy, it's providing a solution that can actually help people. And I think that's what so many of us have to offer, but we don't think of it that way all the time.
Yeah. It's just going into it, what's in it for them? It's always about them. And it's really not about you. You're just a vessel, if you will, for them to achieve the goals that they want to achieve. And I think that, you know, it's interesting. I will just say one additional thing about selling, especially because I help a lot of my clients with LinkedIn, having conversations in the direct messages. Okay. So that also is a one-to-one conversation. It's an online conversation versus a live in-person conversation, but it's still one-to-one and it's still back and forth. And people, I think, often misunderstand that and they think, oh, I'm supposed to be pitching or I'm supposed to be. I think that if you can get over your fears around having those one-to-one conversations and the vulnerability and the intimacy, if you will, around like, oh my gosh, this person could completely reject me.
Right. Yeah.
If you're unable to do that, you're just missing what I think today is a really key component and a game changer, if you will, in generating clients today. I think there's such an emphasis on, you know, one to many, right?
Yes.
And that this marketing. And I'm like, you have an opportunity to build relationships with people through that one-to-one online conversation and offline conversation. Yeah. And I just feel like it is really important in order to be successful. You know, I think your ability to be successful is accelerated if you're willing to have those conversations and you kind of move through that. So it's not just sort of like a nice to have, it's a real need to have, if that makes any sense.
Yeah. I think about it too when, you know, I think about clients that I've worked with. It's always, I think, the people that you've had those conversations with, whether it's a DM conversation or they get on a call with you and you talk through things, they're the ones that are more invested in helping themselves. And like you said, you're sort of just the vessel that is, you know, facilitating that for them. Rather than somebody that happened to, you know, come across your website because of SEO and they booked a call, or they just book the service, you know, and then they get on a call with you and you're like, I don't, okay, do you want me to solve all of your life's problems? Or like, you know, because we've all been that person. We've all, you know, had those clients and it's like, they'll save the day for me, you know, and those are, I think, by and large, a byproduct of not having that kind of back and forth and building that professional relationship.
You know what it reminds me of? When you're working in a corporate job and you're doing a really great job and you just expect you're going to be promoted.
Yes.
It's like, no, like, you know, have that conversation with your boss. Have that conversation with your boss's boss. Have that, right?
Right.
It's the same thing. It's like, we just can't, like, everybody want, you know, I don't want to get too negative, but I feel like there's this thing of like keeping people as far away as possible through a funnel. It's like, no. Let's build relationships. Let's build trust. And yes, for the listener, it is vulnerable. It can feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But once you turn that switch on and you're like, oh, this is just a conversation I would have, you know, it's right. And to kind of try to take the pressure off. Although I can, the pressure is always there in some sense, but just opening that up. And I think if you're working in a job, it's like, how do I, you know, be the leader of the committee? And how do I mean, that's, you know, that's what you do, right?
Maybe yeah.
Speak to that, but I see similarities so much.
Right. I do as well. And even just thinking about, you know, like the corporate side of things where, you know, I mean, granted, my background is slightly different corporate than what most people experience because mine is, you know, learning and development and training and things like that. But even with that, you know, the shift that I've made over the years in that realm is I'm not teaching you things, right? I'm not the teacher who is imparting knowledge on you. I am facilitating a learning experience, or I am curating content so that you can learn what you need to learn. It's not about, you know, the traditional sense that we think of teaching where it's like, oh, I know this information and now I'm going to share it with you and now you'll know it. Well, you might not know it depending on, you know, how it's been presented or, you know, the person's readiness to interact with it and things like that. So, you know, I think so much of it is like what you're talking about where it's having that conversation and making sure that everybody's in the right headspace to be able to take that next step. And, you know, especially if you're working with clients, it's a matter of, are they ready for this? Because if they're not, then, I mean, you can take their money, but they're not going to get the result if they're not ready to do the work, which I'm sure you see with like your LinkedIn clients, especially.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, let me ask you this. So with LinkedIn, I know there's camps of people that love it and there's camps of people that despise LinkedIn. So can you speak to, you know, a little bit of how you work with people on LinkedIn and, you know, why it's so beneficial for our businesses these days?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's interesting because I think that it brings up this idea of authenticity. I think a lot of people who have spent a lot of time on Facebook and Instagram feel like LinkedIn is all like navy blue suits, you know, and ties, very corporate, yes. Very inauthentic, right? That it's, I will say there, I've had a number of clients who have like corporate trauma.
Yeah.
Who are like, I can't go back to LinkedIn. But there's just this feeling about LinkedIn that people have. And I will just say this, I do strongly believe that LinkedIn isn't the stuffy place that of like 10 years ago, right? It's just not. I mean, people are doing selfies and people are talking a lot about, you know, bringing in their whole personal journey within their professional life or their entrepreneurial journey. It is very, I love it because I feel like it's more founded in having conversations like in the comments.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, Instagram is more like, give me the like. There's not a lot of comprehensive conversations happening back and forth on an Instagram post. Whereas on LinkedIn, there can be a lot of back and forth. I think if you're one of those people who's feeling like LinkedIn is super stuffy, what I would say is that you're still authentic. Yeah. But like how you show up at a wedding and what you might wear at a wedding is going to be different than if you're going to the beach, right? You're still you. And so you get to still be you. It's just that the way that maybe the content is presented might might on the surface at least feel like, oh, it's restrictive or I can't do certain things, whatever. And I don't think that's the case. I think if you really are on LinkedIn, you realize that it's actually a lot of thoughtful people who are talking about important things and really sharing a lot of thought leadership. You know, if you are a thought leader at all, I think LinkedIn is amazing. So just know that if you haven't been on LinkedIn, you know, you get to still be you. You don't have to do anything that's, you know, it's sort of the same thing as selling. Like, you're still you. I mean, and I work with clients to help them especially find high quality leads and convert them into clients. I actually have a guide. If you go to connectguide.co, that is a guide to connecting with high quality leads that become clients on LinkedIn. So, you know, your listeners are welcome to download that. And that is really the goal that I have for my clients. It's easy to go on any social media platform and feel like you're doing all these things and it's not actually working.
Right.
So really just try to kind of connect the dots for my clients on LinkedIn so they actually get where they, you know, actually produce results.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, definitely. Go grab that guide and tell me a little bit about the membership that you have as well. I know that's a very new and exciting thing.
So excited about. Wow. You know, as you know, you were in one of my LinkedIn courses. This is like 5 weeks. It's like really fast, kind of like, you know, it's really great because it kind of just gives you everything in a nutshell. But I realized there was also an opportunity for people to have a longer time together to be able to implement some of that stuff. So the membership is called Connect, and it's for solo consultants and service providers who primarily, or at least, you know, significantly use LinkedIn or want to use LinkedIn to generate clients. And the fact is, sales is hard. Like, you know, it's a challenge. It's an essential part of our business. And a lot of people were never trained on how to do that, right? And it's kind of sad to do it alone. And so it's really community-based. There's like some amazing people in there who are all on the same journey, which is trying to grow their businesses, trying to make sure they're positioned right, they're having good conversations, they're feeling confident about it. And it is an annual membership, so it kind of gives people a little bit longer time to sort of get all of the pieces right. And I kind of have this 5-part connect method, which, as I said at the beginning of this conversation, I really am a salesperson first, and we figure out what are the 5 steps somebody has to go through to get clients, and then how do we use LinkedIn to enable that? So it just gives that longer time frame for people to learn and grow together and, you know, support each other. It's just, it's a lonely out there as an entrepreneur. So I've found that's been really great.
Yeah. You can let it marinate a little bit and test. And I think the cohort experience is something that people are looking for even more and more. You know, that's things that I'm seeing in not only, you know, entrepreneurship, but in the corporate world. People want a cohort to learn with and to be able to, you know, have those conversations and, you know, build those relationships so it doesn't feel like you're doing this all alone, right? I mean, I know we talk so much about that in entrepreneurship, but even in corporate jobs, you know, so many people feel like I'm just doing this on my own, everybody's out for themselves. And I think categorically, that's not typically true. I think most people, you know, they want to grow with others, they want to help other people along the way and share what they've learned, no matter what type of work environment you're in. So I think your membership is really speaking to that.
It is so powerful to feel like you're not the only one.
Yes.
Who's dealing with somebody. It is just the first business group I was in, which I think might've been the same one, you know, you were in.
Yeah, I think so.
Maybe like 3 or 4 years ago.
Uh-huh.
I was like, oh my gosh, this is so amazing. Cause I just feel so validated because I just thought it was just me, or I felt like I was in a vacuum.
Yes.
And so I'm just so excited about this community element combined with really, you know, foundational sales training and LinkedIn coaching, real time situations and learning from each other through, you know, what other people are experiencing and how they're approaching it it's transformational, you know, at least in my experiences as a member. So I'm really feel like this is a good place. I feel really like I can really contribute and really support people in this particular container.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's really fun.
Yeah. Well, this has been super fun. Thank you so much for all the tidbits and tips that you've shared. Remind everybody one more time where they can connect with you and find your guides and all of that.
Yeah. Well, I'd love to connect with you on LinkedIn. Selena Guerrero. I think how you spell that could be in the show notes.
Yes.
But also, again, I have this guide. And if you're interested in learning how to use LinkedIn to generate leads that convert into clients, right? Leads are not enough. We've got to have the full, lead to sign client. That's a nice guide. Kind of gives you some direction. It's connectguide.co. That's a good starting point, but feel free to DM me on LinkedIn or connect with me on LinkedIn. And I'm happy to answer any questions you may have about sales or LinkedIn.
Yeah. Well, as we know, if anyone DMs you on LinkedIn, we know we're going to have a conversation with you. So
that's right.
You do get back to people. I know that for sure. So
absolutely. That's the fun part. Connecting with other human beings.
Exactly. Thank you so much for the boost to, really connect with people and have those conversations. I think that's, such a good reminder for everybody.
Yeah. It's just about humans. Like, do we have to remind ourselves of that?
Sometimes, yes.
Sometimes.
Sometimes we do.
I'm so happy to have this time with you, and I really appreciate the conversation. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Before you go, thanks for listening. Hit that subscribe button, then leave a review so other aspiring thought leaders can find the show and hone their spoken image too. That's it for today. And remember, I'm rooting for you.